Of the last couple of shiurim, we were very focused on a couple of rich and very practical dinim that apply very broadly, that were rooted, we had focused the last four shiurim on a pair of dinim that were rooted in Pei Alpha and Alf, that was Baal Be'ir, which can apply anytime the woman in question is married, and Pesa Pasuach, which can apply to just about any situation. We now turn our attention from Ches and Tes, from Daf Pei Alef and Aleph, from Baal Be'ir and Pesa Pasuach, turn the page, turn the block to Pei Alef on the days, and to the next two Seifim Shulchan Aruch, Yud and Yud Aleph, and these are more narrowly applicable dinim. They apply to more specific situations, and at the same time have purchase and have application, and also speak not only to various issues of halacha l'maaseh, but to some of the broader aspects of hilchos yichud as well. Let's take a look here. We had earlier been on Pei Alef on the days, a number of shiurim back, at the very beginning of Hilchos Yichud, the middle of Pei Alef on the days, had been the Gemara's analysis of the question of what do you do when you have a man and a woman who are related to each other. The Mishnah had spoken about certain positive, close relationships that get rid of the concern of Yichud. Father and daughter, mother and son, and you remember a number of weeks ago, the Gemara in the middle of Pei Alef on Beis that raised the question as well, maybe the brother and sister also have no issue Yichud. Now they move to the bottom of Pei Alef on Beis, a different type of family relationship, not a positive family relationship between the man and woman in question, but instead a potentially more challenging family relationship between the two women in question. Krovos Zolozel. You remember, by way of introduction, that the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah also said that there is an Issur Yichud not only between one man and one woman, but even between one man and two women. That had been, as a matter of fact, the very first day of the Mishnah. This Lo Yisached Adam Im Shtei Nashim Avu Yishachas Misachedes Im Shnei Anashim. There was an Issur Yichud we had seen in the open lines of the Gemara, the Rashba, the Pnei Yeshua, coming in the open lines of the Gemara, the Menon, Emilian, the Maitaima, that the Issur Yichud Daraisa is specifically Baseser, just have two people secluded, one man and one woman, is potentially Issur Daraisa, particularly if they are an Erevah to one another. And once you have three people, three is a crowd, that already is certainly no longer an Issur Yichud Daraisa, no matter who the people are, men, women, related, not related. Once you have three people, it's never an Issur Yichud Daraisa because it's not Baseser, but it could potentially still be an Issur Yichud Midrabanan. One man with two women is going to be typically an Issur Yichud Midrabanan. So here the Gemara says right before the two dots near the bottom of the Yomar. You see the two dots are like 10, 12 lines off the bottom of the Alpha Beis. So two lines up from that, two lines before the two dots. Amar Rava says the following set of heterim. He gives five, six cases, but they're really basically two cases. The first five are one case, and the last one is different. Amar Rava, Misyached Adam in Shtei Yevamos, although the Mishnah says that a man cannot be alone with two women, but he can be alone with two women if those two women fit into one of the following categories. The first five cases are family relationships between those two women. Number one is Shtei Yevamos. Two Yevamos mean that these two women are married to brothers. The wives of two brothers, their sisters-in-law. They're called Yevamos because as if one of the brothers were to pass away, so then his wife would be Nofelis Leibam to the other brother. That's what they're called Yevamos. Means that in theory, these women could become Minatora, they could become Tsaros, they could become husbands and wives of the same man. They're sisters-in-law, they're married to brothers. So Misyachar, that's why we refer to our relation with Yevamos. Misyachar and Mishtein Yevamos, so Reuven is allowed to be alone with Gila and Aliza, if Gila and Aliza are sisters-in-law, or im shteit saros, Reuven can be alone with Chana and Penina, if Chana and Penina are married to the same man, as indeed the original Chana and Penina were both married to Elkanah, beginning of Sefer Shmuel, or Isha v'chamosa, a woman and her mother-in-law. So a man could be alone, he could be alone with Aliza and Gila if Aliza is married to Gila's son. If Aliza and Gila are mother-in-law and daughter-in-law. The Aleph in brackets sends you to the Gra, who points out based on Rishonim that the next phrase is not up here in Argus of the Gemara, but belongs, and it is Isha Ubas Chamosa, a woman and her mother-in-law's daughter, Bas Chamosa. That's a complicated way of saying something that we have a simpler way of saying in English. Bas Chamosa is a sister-in-law, right? A woman's mother-in-law is her husband's mother. So the mother-in-law's daughter is her husband's sister. That's a sister-in-law. We already mentioned sister-in-law before. Before we're talking about sister-in-law with two men in between. Now we're talking about sister-in-law with one man in between. Before we're talking about women who are married to brothers, it's one type of sister-in-law. The other type of sister-in-law is one is married to the other one's brother. There was one man in between. So two types of sisters-in-law. So far, well, how many pairs of women do we have? Sisters-in-law, two types of sisters-in-law. And we have mother-in-law, daughter-in-law. And we have tsaros. I think the Archdrolian term is co-wives. I think another term more common out west is sister-wives, which is a very confusing term. They're not sisters. They're just married to the same. They share a husband. Or Isha Ubas Baila, a woman and her husband's daughter, otherwise known in English as a stepdaughter and stepmother. So all these five cases are one larger case that a man is allowed to be alone. Although normally you can't be alone with two women, you are allowed to be alone with two women if they're related in one of these five ways. Sisters-in-law, type one or type two, mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, tsaros, or stepmother, stepdaughter. Those are the first five cases. And then the last case, sort of the second category, is the question of ages. We'll get Isha Vitinokas. We'll get back to the ages, really a separate conversation. We'll come back to that later on or in the next year. So here you have these five relationships. These five relationships. Why is this true? And where does it come from? Where does it come from? So the truth is, this list appears here as a list that was formulated by an Amora, by Rava. This list was already formulated by the Tanan. It appears in Yevamos. And at the end of Yevamos, in the last quarter of Maseches Yevamos, the main topic of the last quarter of Maseches Yevamos is Yevamos as a whole, in a certain sense, about Yibum v'Chalitza and other topics. Yibum v'Chalitza is one of the dinim that applies sometimes when a husband dies. The opening Mishnah Kiddushin says that there are three ways to create a marriage, three kinyan and a kiddushin, and there are two ways that a marriage ends, either through a get, our Ian focus this year, or through Mises Habah. Obviously, Gittin is about get. And Yevamos is the Mesechta of Mises Habah. One of the big dinim of Mises Habah is Yibum v'Chalitza, but there are other dinim of Mises Habah. So towards the end of the Mesechta, so from the 10th parak and on, we have at least three prakim dedicated to the dinim of Mises Habaal, Lahatar Isha, to remarry. So where are the dinim? Where are the dinim? So nowadays there's a lot of discussion about definition of death, how you define medically, how you define it, or halachically. What's the medical category that the halacha defines as death? So that's a sugi end of Yuma. What the Mishnah and the Gemara are focused on the end of Yevamos is how not what the definition of death, but how do you determine whether or not someone has died? The husband's here, so we can do a direct medical examination. But let's say the husband never came back. The sugyos of aguna, in the 10th parak, the 15th parak, and the 16th parak are very focused on what evidence do you need? Rachman al Islam, you find the body you're trying to identify, is this indeed the man who used to be married to that woman? How do you identify a body? Or there is no body. A man goes to war, or a man goes to sea, and he never came back. And someone shows up and tells us evidence that he passed away. So how much evidence do you need? How much edus do you need? What type of evidence do you need to know that Mace Bailo she's mutaras in us? This came up in Ian earlier in the year. So generally, this is one of the unusual cases where we allow edus of an edahad that we touched on earlier in the year. You remember in Elzman, we were dealing a lot with the sugi of Akiras Davna Torah, which you remember the core address was the beginning of the 10th parak of Yevamos. And over those prakims, you have a lot of discussion about Eidus Eidecha, why it works. The Lamaisa, the din is true, however you understand it. Lamaisa, that is, the din of Shinai are clear, that Eidecha is Neman to say Meis Bayim, even though it should have been a Davar Sheva. However, we should require two Eidim, one Eid is enough. And not only do we not require two Eidim, we don't require the usual standards of kashas for Eidim. We accept the Eid of a man or the Eid of a woman. Various other liberties that we take in terms of who is acceptable. However, the Mishnah says, however, there are certain people that are not Nemanim or Nemanos, even for Eidus Meis Baila. Among them, the Mishnah says, are these women. The mother-in-law would not be Nemanis. The sister-in-law would not be Nemanis. It's Sarah. The stepmother, the stepdaughter. These cases, these five pairs of women, one is not Nemanis to come and say that the husband of the other one passed away and she's allowed to remarry.
Developing.
They call them difficult name. The Chamish Nashim Shasana Zeruzil. The five, not five women, but five pairs of women who hate each other. Strong terminology. To be more precise, I think a more precise translation is five pairs of women who are likely to have a lot of antipathy, a lot of animus. Einenu haraos, there are mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law who have incredibly positive relationships, mamash like a mother and daughter, Baruch Hashem. There are sisters-in-law, plenty of sisters-in-law, who have incredibly positive relationships like sisters. There are stepmothers and stepdaughters who have incredibly positive relationships, mamash like a mother and daughter. There certainly are, and you should seek, Mirtz Hashem, in your lives as you build families. It's certainly, the opportunity is certainly there, it's certainly available, and you should seek to have absolutely fantastic relationships with your in-laws. With the right type of amelos and investment into relationships, then it's certainly available and accessible, and it's hard to understand why one would not make the decision to put in that type of amelos to have fantastic relationships. Unfortunately, at the same time, statistically speaking, is the frequency of negativity in a relationship in these contexts is higher than in random two people. Even if you pick two people who know each other, some percentage of people who know each other get along well together, some percentage of people who know each other don't get along well together. Whatever the number is significantly higher. The frequency of sin azulazu, the frequency of a lot of negativity in a relationship is certainly higher between mothers-in-law and daughter-in-law, between sisters-in-law, between co-wives, between the stepmothers and stepdaughters. The frequency of a negativity certainly is higher. It doesn't have to be there, and I would strongly recommend in your own lives that you choose to have credit to invest and have incredibly positive relationships. But at the same time, the solitude doesn't mean they always hate each other, but unfortunately, it often does happen. The frequency is elevated. As a result, there's a kula and a chumra. The chumra is that we would not, that's the sugi nivamis, that one of these women comes to say that the other woman is mutaras linase, I have sad news, your husband passed away, I saw it. And I was away in India with him. He passed away. I was at the Levaya. I know that I'm sorry to tell you. So the Beis Din would say, your edus is not sufficient to allow her to remarry. Why? Because there is an elevated chance, an elevated likelihood that there is negativity between these two women. And maybe, ad kedei kach, maybe even there's enough of a chance that they so don't get along together with each other. So there's a chance, there's so much jealousy and so much enmity that she would even make up a story, make up a story, your husband died, just so that the other woman remarries and then is stuck when her husband, who didn't die, comes back, and now she has two husbands and, practically speaking, has no husbands left. So because there's a significant likelihood of real enmity between these two women, one would not be nemenis to say the other one is materially hasid. Because maybe it's true. On the other hand, maybe there's an angle here. Maybe it's not true, and she's just saying it to mess over the other woman. That's the chumrah in Yivamas. In Kiddushin, it's a kula. Although normally we said, going back to Peyim Beis, that we would not allow a man to be siachid with two women because there's a miut, but enough of a miut that one would cover for the other, that maybe they both participate and therefore cover for the other. So enough of a chance, a 2% chance, a 3% chance, whatever the number is, enough of a chance that rises above the threshold of risk, the Rabbanan, a man cannot, the three of them are Asur and B'yichud, but yeah, there's some chance that with two random women, one would cover for the other. Maybe they both participate in an act of chet, and they would cover another, there isn't enough of a security risk, so to speak. So this is a problematic seclusion. But if these two women also have a potentially negative family relationship to one another, this is the risk is very great. The risk of disclosure is very great, and therefore the concern that chet would occur when a man is alone with these two women who have a potential negative relation to one another, that's not a concern. So that's Rabbah's din. Mishachidah, you can have yichud with two women if they're sisters-in-law. You can have yichud with two women if they're a mother and daughter-in-law, or if they're tsaros, or their stepmother, stepdaughter. Why? Because there's a significant chance that two women with that relationship have a negative relationship to one another, negative emotional relationship, and therefore that really extinguishes the problem of common chet and of yichud. Yeah.
So I don't understand if l'chomer we want to make like a little plug, we even have a good relationship, we're not going to believe them. But if unless they have a positive relationship, do we use that l'chula to also...
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's say these women know they have an incredibly positive relationship. So how are these two women, these sisters-in-law get along fantastically? So how are they... How is it going to work? And the truth is, the poskim seem to deal with that a little bit. There's some discussion. Yivamos, is there only a negative concern, negative relation because they're potential tsaros? How about Ashkenazim b'zman hazeh? Her sisters-in-law have no chance of ever becoming tsaros. So the Beis Ephraim does raise that, which our poskim calls the Beis Ephraim, Ephraim Zalmagos, who raised that. Well, Maisa Chachazadim leaves out tsaros because Ashkenazim post-Kerem regulation would have tsaros. But he does call both types of sisters-in-law. Lemaisa, I think we assume that these relationships, the heter is locked in, probably either because it's a din drabban, chazal never goes in this case, lo plug, lekula, or because these two women may know the toch tocham that they have a fantastic relationship, not only on the outside, but alibidamas, but the man who's with them, he doesn't know, they seem like they get along together. What does he know? So either misvara, in every case there still is, at least the man involved is inhibited, or just, lo pluk, when Chazal created the Dindra Banan, this or Yichud with Shnei Shtei Nashim, they categorically excluded the Chamash Nashim Shasona Zuazu. Allah said that is what appears in the Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if Yud, Mutter Lehis Yached, he gives you all five cases, as the Girsas Agra. All these cases are mutter. Mitzvah, next time we'll pick up with the other half of Rava's question, which is the question, a very relevant question of ages. What ages does Yichud apply? Is there a difference between one woman and two women? We'll pick up that Mitzvah next time.